It gives them a lot of liquidity in the bank for them to go do other business. So they got investors from Starbucks, from their stocks or from their investors, and then they got from their clients together combined. The money from the clients is free. That is crazy.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Okay, so why does Starbucks give you free coffee? This is why they give you free coffee, and they love to give you free coffee. 50% of their customers, I'm one of them, has an app. Okay, I have 281 stars in here. I'm not sure. Let's see, what does that give me? That gets me, if I click on redeem, it gives me coffee, a couple of free coffees. I can actually buy a mug, customize a drink. I can get a free coffee. I can get a hot breakfast. I get a lunch sandwich. At 400 stars, I can get any merchandise or at-home coffee, some kind of bag, right? So I have about $190 on my app right now, which my 17-year-old daughter took a screenshot of my app and texted to herself. Now she goes to Starbucks and she has my barcode, so she gets free Starbucks for her friends all the time. Anyways, so this is what happens, right? So what's the big deal, right? What if you give Starbucks money on their app? Well, 50% of the customers have money in the Starbucks app, and most of them have, say, $20. Starbucks has a lot of money. So you're actually giving Starbucks $20. Say it's 1 million people using their app, which is a lot more. Okay, give them $20. That's $20 million that you're actually giving to Starbucks for free. Interest-free loans to Starbucks. That they use that money for other projects, to run their business, to go get other loans, right? To whatever it is they want to do with that money. Because you can only use it to buy products at their shops. So as long as they can provide, they can fulfill your Starbucks gift card, right? It costs them, what, 15 cents for a cup of coffee? And they sell it to you for $3-4. So trust me, they're going to make their money. So what happens when you give Starbucks money, right? It's like giving them money and they're not paying you any interest for it. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I mean, I don't know. I like the accessibility of the app. For me, it's $200. Who really cares, right? But once you start having millions and millions of customers, of clients, that starts to add up. And that is big, big money because it gives them a lot of liquidity in the bank for them to go do other business. So they got investors from Starbucks, from their stocks or from their investors, and then they got money from their clients together combined. The money from the clients is free. That is crazy. Free. That's why they want to give you free coffee to use their app, because they're making money on your money a lot more than what, you know, just making a lot more money. It's crazy. So how can we do that, right? What kind of app or what kind of business can you run where you can make money up front and they can let you can get loaned the money up front as long as you provide a product at the end, right? Hopefully they don't go out of business and I don't lose my $200. If they go out of business, you know, it's only $200. Maybe somebody else has $20, so it's not a big deal. I don't think Starbucks is going out of business anytime soon. But that is a great, great model, you know, for everybody who puts money on apps, right? Same thing with gift cards, right? You're going to go and you're going to shop at Target. You buy a $100 gift card, right? The money is there. Target has that money already. They've already earned it, right? And you basically give them that money for free. You get your $100 Target card at Christmas, right? It's been 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. You never used it. Target had your money for free. So that is why Starbucks gives you free coffee, because you put money in their app. They get free money, interest free. What can we do to get some free money from people so we can grow our business? Check out the rest of my videos and also check me out on the other social media platforms. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So In that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.